Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a special guest in the studio today, Kathy, my former co-worker at the Café de Grand, and she also worked at Raji's when the café closed. And we're going to start your day off with some A-Frame surf punk. Wait, my board is messing up. What is going on here? Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. What are you doing?
How are you doing?
Fine.
Well,
it's lovely, lovely
here.
Weather in Colorado today.
Well, it's about time. You've had some pretty messed up weather going on there.
No, it's been great. We've had a little rain. Everything's growing. And it's not too hot. We've got like 70s.
It's 70s? Awesome. You got to catch up to California. We're in the 90s and last
Yeah, I don't
want to
be there. It's 69 in Pueblo.
Oh, that's a good number.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nice and cool. Everything's growing.
Yeah, my berries have been growing like crazy. Boy, I picked a great big bucket of them this morning.
I did too. I picked, well, not a great big bucket. I picked a cereal bowl full, and then I had some with my cereal, and then I gave some to the lady who's helping me neuter and spay our cats.
Oh, that's a good thing, because you've had a problem with a feral cat.
Yeah, and two of them gave birth in my carport, and we have six kittens running around that are just nuts. They're really crazy, and they're really cute. But, yeah, we want to find them homes indoors, you know, because they kill birds and stuff, you know. So I'm stuffing them full of food so they don't have extra motivation to hunt. And we're getting them neutered, and I'm you know, playing with them every day. You know,
so what is the program that's neutering the cats? What's it called?
Well, there's an organization called Steel City Alley Cats, but the gal that's helping me is just someone in the community that is very dedicated to animals, and
okay. She
took my cats all the way to Denver, like 2 hours away, up to a shelter up there, Dumb Animal Friends, I think it's called. And
Oh, you mean the feral cats?
Yes, yes. She took them all the way up to Denver to get them fixed.
Nice.
And brought them back, and they're still wrestling and playing with each other, even though they've just been neutered, and they're still going crazy.
I've seen some of your videos. They're really cute.
They're adorable.
There they are. Okay, so if anybody is looking
in Denver,
yeah,
Dumb Animal Friends has free spay and neuter. It's a shelter up there. They have free spay and neuter for animals. Anybody could go up there and get it done. And most cities have some kind of program. When I lived in Austin, they had an organization called Emancipet, who went even further than spaying and neutering. They also had a low-cost clinic where you could get low-cost shots, half-price and tick medicine and other stuff. So if you look close enough in your town, like Lost and Found Pets on Facebook, people will be talking about it, and you'll find out, you know, where you can get it done. And there's a lot of myths going around about feral cats.
Right,
that just aren't true. You know, like that they ever be tamed or brought inside the house, and that's a lie. That's not true at all.
Well, it depends on how
fixed.
Old they are, too, I'm sure.
Right. I mean, I've only been working with these cats for maybe 2 months, and the adults are letting me pet them already.
That's good.
Yeah, and I just, you know, gave them a lot of love, you know, and
sweet.
Was really patient. And the kittens are just like any other kittens. Start handling them right away, and they're just like any other kittens. These are ready to go home with somebody right now, you know. So.
Okay, so if anybody listening out there wants a kitten and they're in the Colorado area, get a hold of Kathy on Facebook. You know where she's at. Okay, so I'm going to play a song here from A-Frame, Phantom Chop. Are you ready for some Phantom Chop this morning?
You bet.
All right, here we go. Reminds me of when we used to work together in all the different bands that we listened to back then, and a lot of fun times we had.
Yes, it was. I used to run from the front to the back, up and down the steps all night long. And I don't know how I did that, but I did.
Well,
yeah.
You know, when we're in our 20s, it's amazing the things that we can do.
So different. Yeah.
Well, nowadays, you know, they got stair steppers for people to do basically the same thing, you know. You can do it in a gym or you can do it for a living, but just think about how much fun it was when people appreciated you bringing them drinks down in that hot sticky basement.
Yeah, that's for sure. With the chunks of the ceiling falling down.
And Keith Morris always, every time he would play, was jumping up and pulling pieces of it off. Every time he played, and he played a lot, Circle Jerks.
Oh, yeah.
They played a lot. He was like one of our house bands. He played so much, at least once a week, you know.
Yeah.
I had a friend call me from backstage at a gig last night, and Kara, and told me that Keith had been on earlier, about 6:30 or something like that. So I tried to ask her where she was called, what show she went to, but I never did get it out of her. So I don't know. I'll find the lowdown, the 411 later, but. Yeah, that ceiling. Well, and then, you know, atop Jimmy, David Lee Roth, 1984, did that song. Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs sang so good that the roof fell in.
Right. I think that was probably Gil T's bass, and he still plays really really loud and and powerful, you know. Yeah, he's still out there playing in Austin.
Right. Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
He was always a really nice guy. Last time I saw him was at the L.A. street scene when the riot broke out, and I was packing up my booth, and he came by and. We hung out for a little bit and talked, and cops were coming, so it's like, yeah, see you later, Gil.
Nice to know ya.
I
and
made
that was
him
how
a
many
letter.
Years ago?
Well, 1984.
Yeah.
This is 2019.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, right?
Yeah, just a little while ago. We're still talking about it.
I know, but it was so much fun, you know?
Yeah. Nothing like it.
I made him
Nothing
a belt.
Like it.
I made him a belt back then, and before, you know, when they were playing at the Café de Grand, I made him a belt with the Café de Grand logo pressed into it.
Really?
And he was quite, yeah. I still have the plate. It works on a leather press or... I suppose you could hand pound it into a piece of leather with a hammer. I don't know. But, yeah, I had it specially made, and it embosses the leather with the imprint of the Café logo. And then, like, if you have a light piece of leather, you can take the dye and rub it into the cracks, and then it becomes darker where the outline is. And, you know, it's the skull with the mohawk.
Yeah, yeah. Of course I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So check this out. I got this new deal working with this print shop to do T-shirts, and we're going to start putting out the Café T-shirts again.
Really?
Yes.
I bet those will fly off the shelves.
Well, and check this out. I'm going to have my own label inside. One for Mystic Records and one for Café de Grand Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah. I talked with
Where
this
will those
company.
Be for sale? Where will people be able to find those? Do you know yet?
They'll be up on the Café de Grand website and the Mystic website and... As soon as all the negotiations and contracts are signed, because it's a legitimate company, it's not some pukey dude in a garage who's going to bootleg them. It's a legitimate company that is very interested in actually very excited about the whole thing, because we're going to give them an exclusive deal to print the shirts for like 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're going to hold the merchandise in their warehouse and ship it as orders are received.
Oh, so, that's great. So that'll make it really fast.
Yes.
What do they call that? They have like whole warehouses full of people who do that for all different companies, but this is different. This will be like directly from the guys who make the T-shirts, not a third-party shipping company, or not even, you know, like you or Mystic, where you have to wait for them to ship it to you, and then they have to wait for you to ship it to the customer. You're going to have it right going out of there. Yeah, that's the best.
Then we won't get backed up on orders in June that were ordered in February. Oh my goodness. That old Dougie.
Why don't you go home? Yeah, well, you know, when you're waiting for somebody that's Doug's age to get around to doing it, you're on a different time schedule.
Well, you know, yesterday he was going to do the shipping. And he told me to call him at 2 o'clock and he'll have some tracking numbers for me to put into the system. And I called him at 2 and he says, oh, I just got back from doing my laundry.
How was that? How does that go for you?
Well, I sent the customers some free downloads, so hopefully they'll be happy for a little bit, you know.
Sure they will. Yeah.
Okay, so I got another song for you. I think you'll like this one. These guys did a show 2 days ago in Ventura, and they headlined. And you know, I've talked about this
what
band.
A perfect place for a show. You know,
Ventura?
I've heard they have some really good, like they're really up and coming for shows out there. And the last couple of years, that guy Ed Boswell's been putting shows out up there in Ventura too.
Do I know
on occasion.
What kind of music does he promote?
Mostly rockabilly. Rockabilly.
Oh,
and
you gotta hook me up with
blues.
This guy. I love rockabilly.
Big people like Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys, you know who they are? Yeah,
I've heard of them.
I love that band. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, look them up and listen to some of their tunes. And Blasters, and, you know, he did some of their artwork and photography. And, you know, John Doe, people like that. The Americans, you know, of course, my brain's lacking, but he books a lot of bands, and he bought a bunch of Raymond Pettibone's artwork way back in the day.
Yeah,
right at the beginning, and resold some of it, like did prints of it and stuff, and did really well.
I just looked up Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. I love you, Kathy. You are the best friend in the world. I mean, you are my best friend anyway. But I just found Robert Williams. I've been looking for him forever. He's one of my really good friends from Hollywood. And last time I saw him was at Screaming Siren Show, New Year's Eve. And the band is... He plays with them as Big Sandy. Oh, my gosh. And he's been right under my nose all this time. I haven't seen him since the 80s. He used to play for Frank Zappa in Frank Zappa.
You mean the singer, Big Sandy?
Yeah. Robert Williams. He's one of my best friends from Hollywood, aside from you. Dang,
really?
This is so awesome.
Yeah. All right. I love that band.
Sweet. You know, the music industry is such a small world when it really comes down to it. You know, those of us who have been in it for the length of time we have, it's like, oh my goodness, this is so cool. And, you know, I'm getting ready to, I've already done the remastering for this rockabilly band, Chop Tops. And we're going to be putting them out again on vinyl. And, well, probably, let's see.
What were they on, Mystic Before or something?
Yeah. Deadly Love is the title of the album. And it was out on red vinyl. And we're going to do a black and white collector's edition with the black vinyl. And it's really fun, really, really a fun band. I like rockabilly, and it's one of my favorites. I remember when the Stray Cats played down at the Palladium when we were working at the cafe, and I asked Mike if I could take off and go see the show because I had tickets, and he told me go ahead and go. And I'm so glad that I went, because for a trio, you know, a three-piece trio, they really rocked it. Stray Cat Strut. Yeah, it was fun. I went with one of my friends from LA Valley College. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, have you ever gone to see the Setzer Orchestra?
No.
Brian Setzer Orchestra. He had this full orchestra. I saw him at Summerfest in Milwaukee, and it was like a full orchestra that he was conducting. It was amazing. If you ever get the chance. And he's still doing it. Go and see it.
And who's this?
Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats, the singer, guitar player from the Stray Cats.
I didn't recognize the name because I don't personally know them. I just saw their show that one time.
I've never actually got to see the Stray Cats, but I did see the Brian Setzer Orchestra, and that was in the 90s.
I see that. It says Brian Setzer revitalized his career in the early 90s with his swing revival, the Brian Setzer Orchestra. Wow, cool.
Setzer, yeah. Yeah.
Setzer, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Noel. That's the
that was
Setzer
one,
is
one
the
of my
you,
favorite.
Yeah,
Stray Cats were one of my favorite rockabilly bands from way back, and he's into all kinds of rock and roll, swing revival, surf dog.
Yeah, I've got the Stray Cats on vinyl that I got back then. Still listen to that once in a while, pull it out.
Nice.
You would like my record collection. I've got some good records.
I bet you do. Well, I got another song here from A-Frame. This one's titled Jackknife. I remember we used to do a jackknife off the diving board. We'd touch our toes and then hit
the
water.
I know what that is.
Perfectly. Yeah, it's fun. All right,
you do it wrong, belly flop.
Well, you know, you got to jump really high to get touch your toes and then go back in. So, yeah.
Right.
And growing up with a swimming pool, that's all we did all day long.
Yeah.
we're back here in the studio with Kathy and Candace D'Andrea. I was looking at Robert Williams' band, Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, and they were inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. I didn't even know they had a Rockabilly Hall of Fame. See, it says it was launched in March 21st of 1997. Huh. Learn something new every day, right?
Cool. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to check him out, man. That's my good buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He thought we were going to have to wait all the way around the corner because it was that show that Screaming Sirens did and Donnie emceed it in Hollywood down on Fountain and I forget the cross street. It was down on Fountain. Anyway, it was a great big huge building, and the people were lined up down the block and around the corner the next block. And me and Robert walked up, and our old bouncer from the cafe was there, and he grabbed me and spun me around, and I go, "Come on, Robert," and brought me in the front of the line. It was fun. It was a fun way to get into the club. So yeah.
Was that the one where they did the Screaming Sirens and Screaming Jay Hawkins?
Yeah, there was a ton of really good bands that night. It was really fun.
Well,
we're out of time.
Hawkins, okay, bye. Party or go home.
Oh no, I didn't realize we were down to the last few minutes. I must have been talking when she told us. So we're still live on the air. I didn't want to cut you off, but anyway. Thank you for coming and joining us in the studio here, Kathy Sahagan.
And thank you, Candace D'Andrea.
And don't you forget to party or go home.
Party or go home.
Have a good day.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.